Well, welcome to the, I think this is the fourth one. This is a fourth live show. This is a Sales Exchange live show. My name's Nigel Main. I'm your host. I'm the founder of Sales Exchange. And just a really warm welcome. Excuse me a second. It always happens, but that's life. What I'd like to say, just before we kick off, I want to say hi to the people that are listening as podcasters, because what we do with this show is, once it's been recorded, once it's been shot and broadcast, we then record it, obviously, and then convert that into a podcast. And so we have people that don't have, who don't have the benefit of seeing some of the information that I put on the slides. However, some of the information that I do have, or rather the information I'm going to show, I am going to make that available. Just message me afterwards and I'll send you a copy of the PowerPoint. It's 30 meg, just so as you're aware. So it may not go through. It's just typical Outlook. So if need be, I'll make it available so you can download it. So basically, I mean, I hope you've had a good week. Lots of things have happened in the past 7 days around the world. We're trying basically keep focused on what we're doing for us in our businesses. But one of the critical things, and as we look at the information we've got here, what we have, I always forget to do this. I think I need to set this up so it happens automatically, so I don't have to touch it. But the point is that whilst there is lots of there's a lot of things going on in the world, we need to keep focused, and it can be really difficult if what we're doing isn't generating the levels of business that we want, and so on. So we kind of get a bit of a double whammy. So what I'll do, I'll just pop over to this screen here, and this is what we're doing. This is the title of the show, you could say, which is digital marketing or digital marketers and SaaS killing your business. Now, a bit of a kind of a caveat, because I have created and intend for the focus of these live streams to be directed towards people that are running their own show, people that own their own businesses in technology, SaaS and services. It's really very, very specific. Too many organizations out there dismiss the difference between B2B and B2C. So I'm speaking specifically to senior people in businesses for them to understand what's happened over a very significant period of time. Now, yes, this is kind of like a monologue. It's a bit like, so what? The bottom line is, within this kind of 40, 50 minutes or whatever, what I'm going to say will potentially change your outlook on your business for the rest of your career, period. And you might think, well, that's a bit that's a bit highly inflated. No, it's not. Wait until you hear what I've got to say. Don't click away. There's no point. Otherwise, there's no point. There are people, there are organizations and people that run businesses and marketing that would never watch anything like this, because it kind of demands of them to change. But what's the, you've got to understand the upside of changing. What could be the difference? What could happen if you changed? I'm going to come on to that. So everybody's seen and heard of these funnels. So it's a very typical marketing sales illustration that they're, we've got to get them into the funnel and so on and so on. They go through the stages of the funnel. You recycle them, send them back up to the top. But the reality is less than, I've got 1% on there, but less than 1% of people that traverse that funnel actually become paying customers. They generate revenue. So all the effort pushing people towards a funnel is quite negligible. Excuse me. So then you've got the next part of it, which is, why 1%? Nobody knows. So they say, oh, I have no idea. Now they call it the dark funnel. Fancy that. Got a name for everything. So marketing call this inability to generate revenue through the activities that they're doing, because the nature of what they're attempting to do now, those customers, prospects go into a dark funnel. Oh, we just don't know what they're doing. They could be talking to each other on Slack and we haven't got access to that. Oh, give me a break. So the issue here, excuse me, the issue here is why is this problem constantly prevalent for B2Bs? And that the absolute nailed reality of this is that digital marketing technology and automation was designed for consumers. Fact, absolute fact. Eloqua, Marketo, Pardot, it doesn't matter. Yeah, HubSpot, SmartSpring, Constant Contact, whoever, it just doesn't matter. They were designed for consumers. I sign up to stuff, I haven't got a problem with it. Businesses, not interested. You know you're not interested. If you will not put your name onto a form because you don't want to be pestered. Now, if it's never worked as promised and it engenders this kind of empire building within people within marketing, why is this happening? Well, the marketers are whispering in the ear of the CEOs, talking about this potential that could happen. And give or take, for goodness sake, hang on a second. Give or take, most directors have been involved in selling, most. And so they know about cold calling and knocking on doors and the whole process that's involved. But this marketing automation software and everything else, oh, that could change everything. But this time next year, Rodney, we'll be millionaires. But for some reason, it's never happened. And so you have to understand what's been perpetuating this. Why are we, or why have we all been doing this? Why is every company out there doing the same thing? Enabling your CMO to say, there's nothing wrong with me. It's the system. This is how it is. We've just got to get on with it. Big tech, martech, tell the salespeople what to do. Big tech, martech, tell the marketing people what to do. They tell marketing people to convince their companies to buy the technology and software, which they dutifully do because everybody else does it. And this is what I used at my last company and so on and so on. So you're in a bit of a catch-22 here. You have no way out because you've got nobody, in the past 20 years, you've got nobody looking at this and saying, wait a second, there's a problem. So now it's been quite easy to beat up the salespeople. They're an easy target. Now, why has it happened? Well, there's a couple of factors. This guy, Daniel Kahneman, wrote a book, Thinking Fast and Slow. You may have seen it, heard it. And thinking fast is when something happens repetitively. It gets on the inside and we think that we know what we're doing. We instinctively do things. With 20 years of marketing telling us that this is how it happens, most people in business believe that they know what they're talking about when it comes to marketing. Thinking slow is about being considered and researching and not jumping in with both feet straight away. And the reason that the big tech martech have been able to do this is because of repetition. That's what television's all about, you know, that's adverts again and again and again and again. So that's the simple basic fact is that you've got repetition and you've got, I'm not going to say greed because that's wrong, because we're all in business to make money. We're not a social service. We're here to make things happen. So we want to be able to do it more easily than we've ever done before. That was the idea. And so implementing all this technology was the right way to go about it, we thought. But we kind of both know it's never changed. I've been doing this 40 years. It's never changed. I know it's never changed. So no one in marketing can blag me and go, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yes, I do. And I'm about to upset everybody in marketing in about the next 5 or 10 minutes, because I won't tolerate this anymore. This is wrong. It's fundamentally wrong. So if you look at the ROI, that's what we do in business. We look at ROI. How much money is being spent now on marketing? Because what's the comparison? Well, the comparison is what we're doing. You know, with some companies, are still saying to salespeople, get out there, get amongst it, go and find new logos, go and find companies that we can sell to. So we've gone back 70 years because that's what we were doing 70 years ago. Tell the salesperson to go out, find the deal, find the customer, phone them up, get in front of them, do the presentation demonstration, get the deal signed, come back and ring the bell. That's what happened 70, 60, 50, 40 years ago. Now they're still doing it. Why is that? If we've got all this technology, all this marketing automation technology, why are we still doing that? Why aren't people just buying stuff from us and it flying off the shelves like it does in consumer land? It's because it doesn't work, because we don't buy like that as business owners. We're always busy. We don't want to talk to anyone. We're not fools. We run our own businesses. We don't need some salesperson to come and tell us how to run our business. You know, I want to come and save you money. No, I don't want to save any money. I've saved loads of money. So can't do that anymore. We've skinned it to the bone. We want to make some money. Show me how to make some money. So the bottom line is that we, through our own activities, we know what technology is available, what it can do, what it can't do, whether we want it or not. We'll find out and evaluate it for ourselves. And if we can prove to ourselves that it can generate and deliver an ROI, we'll do it. We don't need to be sold it. But there's a process. We know there's a process. Otherwise, what I'm saying would make salespeople redundant. No, it would make marketing people redundant, not salespeople. Bear with me. So the processes and what we do have, for many, many, many businesses, terminally damaged them. They've never got back up. They've gone down this path. They've believed it again and again and again. They've listened to the guff and they've done it. And then, of course, you've got this problem. You've got pipelines getting worse. You've got the inability to connect with people or businesses, business owners, because you want your salespeople to go and connect with these people. But the irony, I guess, is that you as a director, you will not speak to someone. Someone tries to call you, you won't speak to them, nor will I. But all these businesses out there expect their salespeople and BDRs to be able to get in contact with other people. And they're not interested, they don't want to talk to you. And so we've got this issue about, I mean, I had someone that watched the show the other week, and he said, wow, everything you're saying is completely different to what I've been taught. He said, we were told to just like sell, it doesn't matter what the value was, sell it as if it was really cheap, as if it was inconsequential. It's like, you know, you think selling 100 grand or 200 grand or 300 grand's worth of software is inconsequential. You try and sell it cheap, you made it look a fool. And one of the problems, fundamental problems with marketing is they've never sold direct. Ever. I've never seen the whites of someone's eyes, of a prospect's eyes, and asked for the order. They just want to sit back and hope for the best, and maybe they'll buy online. And then the final thing, you know, apart from being, they want to be completely responsible for first contact. So that's why you've got certain senior marketing people, CMOs, having BDR teams in their reporting line because they're responsible for first contact. And then they want attribution from the salespeople. We'd be talking about attribution if it was cut and dry and crystal clear where business was coming from and what was happening. But no, we want attribution. We want marketing to steal the deal away from salespeople. I'm not talking as some disgruntled salesperson. I was doing that 30, 40 years ago selling. I'm talking about the way that marketing has kind of emasculated people in sales. They can't do their job. And it's It's a real shame. Doesn't need to be that way. And one of the problems, fundamental problems, is this. It's not an abbreviation. Multi-touch familiarity. It's how do you get people to get to know, like, and trust you? It takes time. And back in the day, 1997, I can't remember. It's on another slide. You know, when you absolutely know something and you go, I'll do that in a minute. I can't remember the guy's name, but I've got a picture of the book that he published in 1997. And he said that you needed 7 to 10 touches, 7 to 10 visuals that your prospect would see before he became familiar with you. Familiar, but that's the just familiar. This is not getting a deal. This is just familiar, familiarity. But there was a problem. That when you would try and deliver this information, you wouldn't always connect. They might have gone to the loo, they might be on holiday, they might not have received it, they might have been busy, they might have dismissed it. I mean, it could be anything. I mean, it doesn't matter. Anything. Any reason. But 1 in 3 would get through. So you want 10 things to get them to become familiar with you. So it'll take... You need to produce 30 things, whatever those things are, that can appear somewhere for them to see, to become familiar with you. That's 25 years ago. Now, it's 20 to 30 touches. Because they're everywhere, aren't they? And it's between 1 and 5 and 1 in 10. So now you need like 100 things to 300 things set up to be able to communicate with your audience, for them to become familiar with you. So how many do you post out a week? How many things do you push out there every week? That is the burning question. And what you've got to consider, like it shows on the slide, that the critical thing is you're not just competing with other B2Bs. You're also competing with all the brands, all the luxury brands, who've got just spectacular short videos. Oh, we like them. And they're the ones that are getting our eyeballs and attracting us to watch them and stop thinking about all the other stuff. It's really quite difficult. It's a lot of work, isn't it? Typically. So we have to kind of take a pause for a bit because... I'm looking at my screen. I can't read it. So the critical thing is. So there is kind of some of the problems. And so. I mean, I'm not saying it's tongue in cheek, but you'll see where I'm going with this. There comes a point where I'm saying the marketing doesn't work. You know it doesn't work. Everybody knows it doesn't work. But the reason that you've not done anything is because you don't know if anything else exists. And if you did, how would you even start? But the important part, the most important part, if you don't know where you are, how can you make a path to somewhere else? That's just a fact. So if we look at being really critical, looking at what's happening right now in marketing. So, okay, marketing. What do you do and why do you do it? Treat me like I'm stupid. You're good at that. So here I am. Tell me, explain to me what goes on. You go, okay, well let's start with pay-per-click because that's everybody's pretty much aware of that. Okay, so what do you do with pay-per-click? So, well, we do an advert, a text advert, and we put it on Google. And when someone's interested, they click on the advert and then... you know, we give them some information or it becomes a lead. Oh, it becomes a lead. So you do pay-per-click to get leads, yeah? Yeah, yeah. And so you just put the one advert out, yeah? Oh, yeah, yeah, just put one advert out and then people come across and see it and we've got some keywords in there. So you don't do ABC split testing on multiple adverts because of multiple people looking at it. Oh, we do sometimes, but not all the time. Oh, okay. That's fine. So you do pay-per-click to get leads. Yeah, that's right. And so what's keep going. So well the pay-per-click goes to a landing page. Okay. And what happens then? Well, it goes to a landing page, and the landing page tells them a bit about what we do, and then we ask them for their email address and their name and so on, so we can contact them later. And that goes into our marketing automation system. And what's the objective of that part of it? Well, that's to do leads. That's for us to get to generate leads. Oh, okay. So the pay-per-click is the cost for the, because we're looking at money as well, because it costs money. Yeah? So you've got pay-per-click, budget for pay-per-click, that's for leads. You've got demand gen and automation, so that's for leads. Do you do anything else for leads? Well, we've got standard lead generation. And what do you do with that? Well, if we do events and stuff like that, or we might put something out that we can identify if someone absolutely wants to buy something from us or use our services, and we kind of couch it in such a way so it's lead gathering. Okay, so there's more things to do with leads, obviously. Well, yeah. So where does ABM come into this? Oh, well, with ABM, what we do then is we then have a structure where we communicate with everybody who's in that buying chain, that buying connection, and that can be anywhere between 8 and 18 people. Wow, that's a lot. So how do you approach that? Well, what we do is we get our content and we send that content to those different people. Okay. So you're sending the same content to multiple people. Yeah, that's right. So I'm not following that, because if it's account-based marketing for ABM, surely you would write to a managing director in a different way to somebody further down the feeding chain, because he's got a different view on it in terms of he wants to establish an ROI, and this person down here just wants to keep his job and contribute in some way, shape or form. Well, we can do that, but it's a lot of work. You know, if you've got, we write one piece of content, to multiply it 11 times is a bit too much, so we just do the same document. Okay, but the objective overall is generating leads, yeah? Yeah, that's right. Okay, and so what do your telesales and BDRs do? Oh, well, they follow up the people that have gone to the pay-per-click and the demand gen, lead gen, and ABM, and they do the follow-up to like a gentle introduction if they haven't done anything. Oh, so they're cold calling, basically. Kind of, well, yeah, but they know who we are because they've downloaded something. Okay, and what's their ultimate objective? Well, it's to get leads, isn't it? Of course. Oh, yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah. And do you use anything else? Well, yeah, because if any of those people that have downloaded stuff, we've already got their email address. So if they go on our website, we can see who they are. But even if they don't go on our, even if they're not downloaded anything, we can use the same type of software that links with consumer data, and we can find out the IP address and the mobile telephone number and email address of people, even if they've not contacted us. And so what do you do with that? Well, the telesales people ring up and try and make an appointment, try and speak to them. What, for leads? Well, yeah, for leads. Okay. And is there anything else that you've got? Well, we've got a bit of an integration, an API that enables us to create and do gifting. Yeah, we dish out Amazon vouchers and so on to people that we think might be, you know, whether they're stage level 2, 3, 4, or 5 or whatever, but yeah, we apply it to that and to keep them interested, you know, to get us in there and so on. So you're bribing them, basically. Well, we wouldn't call it bribing. It's a bit harsh calling it bribing. But yeah, bribing, I suppose, if you want to go with that word, it's up to you. So everything that you're doing, everything that marketing is doing is looking towards the leads and getting leads done, yeah? So where are they? What do you mean, where are they? Where are the leads? All the salespeople I ever speak to, they go, marketing's rubbish, doesn't work, we get nothing. They all give you the big one and say, "Oh, we're on target." It's just those salespeople just can't sell. Is that right? 20-year veterans of being involved in selling for goodness knows how long can't sell. you've been doing the same thing over and over for 20 years and you're not giving them the leads. Has anybody seen Glengarry Glen Ross? If you haven't, go on YouTube, go and have a look, have a watch. It's Alec Baldwin, Kevin Spacey, Al Pacino, Jack Lemmon, and the other guy. It'll come back to me. I remembered it last night. And it's about the leads. You'll like this. For those who are not watching, who are listening to this on podcast, it's a picture of some people gifting some leads to the salespeople. The issue is that leads are for closers. Is what happened in Glengarry Glen Ross. Sales director, sales manager pitches up in his BMW and says, you know, you can't have the leads because you're all useless. Leads are for closers. Leads are good. You know, everything that you've got, the leads are great. The leads are this. And they go, but the leads have never been any good. They go, the leads are gold. It's what you need. And that's crept into marketing speak, how marketers are talking about salespeople with derision. It's not good, and it's not going to end well. So if you're kind of looking at what people are doing right now, some easy stuff to understand is to say, right, well, what are the processes? What would I suggest? Well, first of all, stop the blog. You haven't got a blog. Get rid of your blog, for goodness sake. You're a B2B. You're not a travel company or travel couple or business or blog. Yeah, you don't need a blog. Blogs are personal logs. You have articles. Trust me, you have articles. Get rid of blogs. Get rid of the terminology blogs. Get people to stop thinking about it. You don't need to do weekly blogs, updates, articles. It's not necessary. You don't just need to chuck out a blog once, a one-off on social media, which is what most people do. They write an article or a blog and use the picture that they've got, the stock picture that they've got on that they've chucked on the blog because it needs a picture, right? And they chuck that onto social media, do it once, and then tell everybody on Teams, share it with your audience, would you? That's some extent of putting articles on social. And one of the big deals is when it comes to articles. Who is it for? Why was it written? How was it written? How long is it? Why is it there in the first place? What's the objective of it? So the reality is you got to stop it. You got to stop the blog. You've got SEO. People go, oh, yeah, we've got to do SEO. Everyone's got to do SEO. You've had, as a company director, you've had loads of people talk to you about SEO. Oh, you must have SEO. And you go, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And you pay it. Whether you're paying through for platforms like SEMrush, Neil Patel, Moz, whoever, yeah? You sure you need it? You sure you need SEO? You've got to think about this. Everybody says you need it, and I'm saying you don't. So I must be mad, yeah? The thing is that why do you use SEO? Because you want to be on the first page, yeah? It's a passive activity, so there's nothing you can do about it. Once you've done it, you just leave it there and hope for the best. Is it thought leadership? No, probably not, because they were blogs in the first place and they're not educational, which is what people want. They're short, but they should be 2,000 to 6,000 words long. And then you've got EEAT and topical authority. Expertise, experience, authority and trust needs to permeate that content that you've written. And then you've got topical authority. So if you're an expert in one particular area, you can cluster bits, pieces of information around and put them together. But people don't do that. It just doesn't happen. Too much effort. And then the worst part of your whole SEO experience is you can write an article, blog, write an article, and nobody ever gets to find it. Ever. I mean ever. Ever, ever, ever. Because if Google doesn't index it, I mean, if it's not on your sitemap, if you haven't got a detailed sitemap with an item-by-item piece of content on there, you won't get found. You go, oh, well, what about blogs? We're not talking about blogs. We're not talking blogs. We're talking individual items, okay? It's critical. Because the item in your sitemap, the sitemap gets submitted to Google. Google says, yes, now we know it exists. That's good. That's stage one. So then you've got discovered. It's not indexed yet. It's just discovered. Google says, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, thanks for letting us know. Come back to you on that. Then they crawl it. It comes back crawled, not indexed. So you go, what's going on? Oh, we had a look. Didn't like it much. So they still don't see it. And then what you do want is crawled and indexed. They go, oh, that's not so bad. We quite like that. But what people don't realise is that the articles that you produce, the content that you produce, is not for you. It's not for your website, not just yet. It's for Google. You are writing for Google, for their search engine to deliver suitable content for their customers. And then you're competing with everybody else. So if Google doesn't think it's good enough for their customer, it's not detailed enough, it's not in-depth enough, it's not long enough, doesn't cover the subject well enough, they don't index it. People, that's unfair. Is it? Why? Google's a commercial company. Why should they worry about you? So you've gone through all that work and effort, and you paid someone to come and do SEO for you, and you're still not getting your content out there. Makes you wonder, yeah? So we won't worry about that. There was a stop press thing on there, wasn't there? Really useful update. Really useful content update happened recently. And people have seen their content fall off a cliff. Because it's not really useful to Google's customers. So you've got to know about this. You're a director. Buck stops with you. You've got to know about it. Because your marketing people won't tell you. They just make up excuses. And then blame it on sales. Pay-per-click, same thing. You want to be on page one, you've got to pay for it. It's passive. You sit there. It's not thought leadership. It's not educational. It's not, the content's not long enough or good enough. Still about talking about EAT. Topical authority is still relevant. You've got to have it linked to a landing page. You've got to do the landing page properly above the fold with a picture or an image, hero image and so on. Just to obtain their contact details, they go and download it. You've got BDR follow-up and the customer unsubscribes straight away because it wasn't good enough for them. Yeah? It wasn't detailed enough. So don't worry about pay-per-click. So the bottom line is stop automation. It does not serve. It'll make people think, oh, what am I going to do? How can we not have automation? It's bigger than that. Way, way bigger than not just having automation. I'll come to that in a minute. So, you know, we've done these interesting kind of infographics. Cold calling, waste of time. Please, someone accept this. It's a waste of time. You can't have someone on the phone all week to just reach one person that might be interested and then deal with all the callbacks and ringbacks and then pay fortunes for your Salesforce license to make sure that you can ring them back. Come on. They don't want to talk to you anyway, or them. And everybody knows the people that are ringing them up are not the experts. They're the privates. They're the soldiers. Yeah, the grunts. They're just trying to play the numbers game. Try and find someone. Nuts. Absolute nuts. Don't cold call. So, are digital marketers killing your business? 100% yes. 100% yes. Solution? Fire them. They're no good. They're no good to you. You go, you can't turn around and fire all these marketing people. Why not? I haven't got a problem with that. Scenario. You're in financial difficulty. You haven't sold enough kit. You don't know what to do. You become a statistic. You go bust, you lose your house. What happens to your marketer? Instantly gets another job. Goes and does the same thing again. And this is the trouble with marketers. I know, 100%. You know, you go back to that picture of I can't a grim word the Lord of the Rings picture I showed earlier, Whispering in the Ear. Marketers, I'm not calling marketers liars. I'm saying that they will say anything to get their product out there. You go, but we didn't get our product out there. Oh, but they did. They got the big tech Martech's product out there and kept their job for a given period of time. It's not about your product because they're going to work anywhere. So you can look at it with rose-tinted glasses if you want, but that's not, that's, there's no point. You have been, I suppose, the best way to put it, really. You've been told what you're supposed to do when you're writing a business plan and you're looking at selling to your market. There was an accepted structure that you would have this many people and these people doing this and those people doing that. And you would have directors and managers and people working and so on and so on. And the reality is that for the past 20 years, it's never really worked the way that people wanted it to work, because I'm jumping ahead, but the average turnover per person per annum is about 120 grand in the UK. That might be high for some people, might be less. The average turnover for business process management companies around the world, 75 companies I did the research on, was $144,000 per person per annum. Very simple calculation. Add up or get the total turnover divided by the amount of staff gives you the figure. Not complicated. So if you're paying them, very simple calculation, isn't it? If you were doing 100 grand per person per annum and you're paying your staff 50 grand each and you've got 40% margin, you go bust. So no, I haven't got a problem saying, see you later. So can one person be more effective than a team of marketers and BDRs? You're going to say straight away, prove it. So what we've been doing, this is the fourth show, okay? I've done four shows in over 3 weeks. This is the end of the third week. They're about an hour, yeah? Give or take. I've got 250 connections on LinkedIn. And a combination of the live shows and converting the live shows to a podcast is 100 views, downloads, views combined per week. It's 100 per week. To achieve that type of engagement, to find people that are interested, I would need 100 BDRs. But I've done that 3 weeks in a row. That's 300 people who looked at and downloaded this information. Now, I'm recommending do something very different, something radical. And I've been in business long enough. You're not going to fire everybody. You might eventually make them redundant, but you're not going to fire everybody overnight. Because what we do is we go, I see what you're saying, we might do it in parallel. Easy, do it in parallel. Perfect. And then you can lose them. But if you look at what you're doing at the moment, BDR, 60 calls a day, 5 minutes to set up the call because you've got to see who they are and have they got enough, you look at your own firmographic information you've got on those people through Zoom Info or Cognizant or whatever you use. They can make 300 calls a week, 300 to one shot. Absolute madness. Absolute madness. As a small company, you don't get any smaller than us. We've got a very large website, which is complete open access. There's no forms, no nothing on it. Podcasts, live streams, videos, articles, documents, downloads, infographics. We've got loads of stuff, and we're on all the social. But this is, once it's set up, it's managed. It's easily manageable. We mentioned RecurPost last week. We use a company called RecurPost that automates, sends out, like, at the moment it's like 180 adverts a month, every month. Here I am. 4 or 5 have gone out today on my account. And other accounts that you can nominate, the information goes out to their followers on their accounts. And I'll come on to the details of how to do it, what to do and everything else later. Not this show, another show. But the bottom line is what are you doing? What are they doing for you? What's your exposure? You ramp it up. So there's one of me. And I'm doing this. And I'll show you. Here we go. Let's look at. which button to press. Here we go. So this is the setup. Okay. So we've got camera one, camera two, camera three, light screens and stuff. All of this. So I can communicate and broadcast. I can communicate and broadcast to 10 people to 10,000 people. No difference in cost. You can't. You haven't got this. And you need to have this. So that's what this is about. You got the serious close-up shot. This is life-changing for your business. To dramatically reduce your costs and infinitely increase your exposure to your perfect target market. So as we kind of move forward with this, the whole thing about this way of communicating, it is simple. I mean, honestly, and if you know anything about plugging in your television, you put a plug in the camera, an HDMI plug in a camera, and plug it into a box. It is so easy to set up. I'll come on to that. Well, you know, we can help you do that later. But it is so easy to set up. You think it's difficult sitting in front of a camera talking? It can be. I mean, I've done it a few times now. It can be. But if you had two people, then while one's talking, the other one's thinking what to say, and they can jump in and interject, and it changes. The most popular live streams are when there are two or more people talking. So it's just a bonfire podcast with video. They get, some of these get millions of views. But we're not after millions, okay? We're just after your active prospects. I'll come on to that in a second. So who would do it? Well, you've got your salespeople, you've got streaming people working for you. You've already employed them. You employed them because you were really happy and thought that those people were good enough to represent you and your company. Being honourable and technically aware and having the ability to communicate well, you employed them. Put in front of a camera. And I say put them in front of the camera. Forget marketing. Unless marketing want to pull their socks up and go onto the University of YouTube and learn everything they need to know about streaming and everything else, then they're no good to you. But the fact that one person is able to do this and communicate this in this particular way, that's, we've been doing it long enough. That's spectacular. Now think about your competition. Your competition are doing exactly what you're doing. Demand Gen, Lead Gen, ABM. Pay-per-click BDRs, reverse IP, lookup and gifting. Everyone's doing the same. So stop. Waste of time, effort, and money. Do this. So, just as a quick example, I don't know if you saw this earlier, but I did a quick video. Held up my phone and said, "This is what I'm doing." If you go on my feed, on Nigel Main, on LinkedIn, you'll see it. 30 seconds. So, if you as a director were to go and do this right now, so you finish watching this, go outside and record and say, "My name is X. I run a company called X. We've got a new product out. It's great. You'll love it. You know, a bit of Steve Jobs in there. Oh, this is beautiful. Look at it." Yeah. If you want to find out a bit more, get in touch. Call the main number. You'll get through to sales guy. If you want to talk to me, talk to me. And by doing that and posting that on your social feed, you would have done more engaging content, produce more engaging content than your marketing team has probably all year. It's not difficult. You just need to be interested. Now, once you've got all this content, well, this is amazing content. And what you know is people are not putting it out there in the way that they should, because you're just knocking out an article or knocking out a white paper of some description. All it is, the objective for them to achieve their KPIs is just to churn stuff out to get a name and an email address. Once they get a name and an email address through the automation system, they've achieved a KPI and go and can stick two fingers up to everybody in sales. That's all they want. It's not about revenue. Your accountants, your investors and everyone else says, don't care about the bloody email addresses. How much money are we making? How much are we selling to these people? How much time are we spending in front of these people talking to and selling to them? You go, well, we haven't done that much this year. Hello. So you'll like this. So Graham Norton, well, if you're in the UK, you know who Graham Norton is. He's a show host. If you're watching this, listen to this in another country or whatever, we have a show host. Like, yeah, everybody has live show hosts. And so when someone stars in a new film comes out, book comes out, play comes out, whatever, the celebrities all go to Graham Norton and talk about their show. And he's a funny character and everybody laughs and jokes around in front of a live audience. So we're used to that. So you write this document that's hoping to be contribute to the success of your business, and you just ask your staff to share it on Teams, through Teams, and share it on the people that are on their, you know, on their social network. That's it. It's like, I hope I'm this is resonating, because it's like, wait a second, you know, I can't read, I have to put my glasses on. But you send it to magazines to review it. You send it to the press, to Newswires, other websites, to your partners. You create graphics. So you bear in mind, you've produced a white paper. This is what we use Recurpos for. So you produce a white paper. And rather than just punt out the white paper all the time, take a snippet, take a bit of information and put it on a graphic advert, PNG, JPEG, whatever. And then post that graphic to LinkedIn with a bit of text and a link. Bingo. Do it again and again. Set it up. You can have at least 30. And that's why we've got 180. We've got all graphics all going out. Some different things about some other things that are happening whilst I'm on the subject and whilst I'm thinking about it is that I tested this the other day. You can put videos on Recurpost and post the videos again and again and again. You can post PDFs and they'll get posted as a carousel. So you can have some graphics and do whatever. But the point is that you can keep reposting this again and again and again. Because what you're doing is you're promoting and selling, in verticals, your content, not your product. They know what your product does. Stop talking about it. Talk to them as to how you are going to educate them and engage with them and help them and get them thinking. Okay, so moving on. One of the things I'm doing, I'm starting this next week, is doing short adverts, because I want to see what the response is. You know, we've done static stuff. I want to see what the response is. Doing short adverts, promoting different content that we've got, but short video clips, 20 seconds, nothing longer than that. And Adobe brought a load more stuff out, Adobe Max, and there's Adobe Express, and you can churn stuff out on that. So we'll play with that and see what happens, and you'll see it online. And then we'll talk about it and say, well, it's really good, or no, it's not really worth it, it's not really changed. We'll find out. But that's the point of this. That's just a way of communicating what we're doing. But in terms of what we're doing with everything, it's all about getting exposure. That's all that counts, is exposure. Because without it, you're whistling in the dark. Simple as that. Someone told me, without doing this, without getting exposure, so on, it's like being at a party and whistling at a girl or looking at a girl in the dark. You know what you're doing and she hasn't got a clue. So, moving swiftly on to our Tam Sam Som. So the bottom line is you want exposure at the least cost with maximum reach. Everybody does. This is the staple diet of every company. Why don't they do it? Because marketing are relying on automation to do all the work for them and sit back and go, oh, look at us, we've done it. So pretty straightforward. Your existing market need to know that you exist. You want them to remain anonymous. I'm just checking the next one. Just so I don't talk about that slide first. You want to, your prospects, as you do, want to remain anonymous. You will read thought leadership content. You want to self-educate. You want to self-serve. And you, like I said, you want whoever you're going to eventually buy from, you want them to be accessible. Not just, I want to ring you up and you answer the phone straight away. Accessibility means, can I find out this stuff without having to speak to you? Okay, so the next one. So we're looking at what the kind of the process of doing this. 1 to 15% of your total addressable market are looking to start their buying journey every week. The way that you do this, even if you went with 0.5%, you know, it's like 50 people looking. If you, you know, getting a proportion of those people to look at you, to watch you and engage with you, heaven. Buy a database of your total addressable market. Theoretically, marketing should already have that, yeah? You should just say, well, give it to us. We want to do this. Shouldn't be a question. They should have your total addressable market. With the ability of saying, right, we only want companies that have got, I don't know, 10 million turnover. Any permutation you want, you'll get, whether it's a million, 10 million, however, it doesn't matter. But you know that you can get this data at the drop of a hat. You email your total addressable market every week and say, this is what we're doing this week, this is what we did last week, this is what we're doing this week, and tell them about your activities, your events, whatever you're doing, with live streams or podcasts or whatever. And then you upload the same database, put it on LinkedIn, and you put your adverts on LinkedIn that will appear on the news feeds of the people that you're emailing as well. Even if it goes into their spam box, they get to see the advert because you've uploaded the information. It's the only advertising I'd actually really, 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 really recommend. Simple. Beep. You know, two emails a week, one email a week, not complicated. One person could do it. Tell me about it. So, and the point of this is that if you've been in this game long enough, people will say to you, sales is a numbers game. Yep. Yep. But nobody tells you how to do the numbers, how to play the numbers. And the point of this, the critical point of this, is about being entrepreneurially creative. You've got two parts. You know, it's whatever you've got and how you use it. So you're using this technology, whether it's Adobe Creative Suite, camera mics and likes, and your actual intellectual property that you've got, whatever it is, and you want to write about it. You want to produce visual content about it, and you want to present it. You can communicate it however you're going to communicate it. So there's two parts to it. So your product becomes this kind of stuff. Worry about this. Don't worry. You've got people worrying enough about the product and the suitability and effectiveness and stability of your product. That's somebody else to worry about. But for sales, your product is this information that you're able to communicate who you are. That's what you need to be concerned about. Because once you've got all this gear, these camera mics and lights, you could do this. You know, you could say, right, okay, well, we could do green screen. You think, oh, where are we going with this? Well, I'm not going to do a complete demo on green screen or anything. Don't worry about that. But basically, this is all multi-use equipment. So you've seen these types of things. You've got Tucker Carlson there and Biden, and then that's me. You go, well, wait a second. Okay, his lighting's different. But I've got a ticker tape background. You see these on our website. You can do this every week, every day if you wanted to. Once it's set up, you produce loads of show segments. You can only really talk about three if you're doing like a show host type thing. But you couldn't really talk about more. You wouldn't want to talk about more. Adverts of your own that you post on the site. You know, we'll be back after these messages. I'll do it in one of the future ones. I've got adverts. But, you know, an advert pops up of your product. And you put the same adverts and banner adverts on your own website to promote your white paper or product or whatever. You want exposure? This will get your exposure. Like you've never, ever had before. And your marketing people will be sitting there going, we should have done that. We should have read some books. We should have learned about this when this stuff came out. How long has YouTube been out? How long has live stuff been around on Facebook and YouTube? And even LinkedIn. A tiny fraction of people using it effectively. You know, we, sad as it may seem, you know, we don't need sob stories. People want to know, how can you change my business? And one of the things, I mean, we're kind of coming towards the end of it now, but what we do is help you do all of this, everything I've said. You don't need me to tell you that your marketing isn't working. I know it isn't. You know it isn't. A bit of pride might kind of creep in there and go, well, we don't really want to admit it. Well, don't admit it. Just do this in parallel. Everybody saves face then. But the bottom line is, if you don't do this, your competition will. I'm not playing, but I'm not a big player, if that makes sense. Consultancy, look at the website. I produced every single page on our website. There's 750,000 words. I produced every single piece of content. So I'm pretty well positioned to advise and practice what you preach. I mean, I'm doing it. Yeah. And looking at the kit I was talking about before, this piece of kit over here with the red button on here, over here, that's a switcher. And this little device here enables me, just hold that up around to the camera. This enables me to go to camera one, to camera two, and back to camera three. So I press two buttons, one to record everything and one to broadcast it. These two top buttons here, just press that and all of this broadcasts. Absolutely anybody can do it. Nothing can touch this, but it is absolutely everything your prospects want. Anonymity, visibility, engagement. And, you know, if you had two or three people doing this, it'd be a lot of fun. And that's what people want to see. They want to be educated as to why they should buy your product. And they'll buy it. But being passive and sitting there waiting for them to come to you, well, you know it doesn't work. And to kind of help people with what we do, we've got a one of the web pages is all about how to start this from start to finish. But the critical point, going back to this one, is that we can help you do everything. You know, we can do everything for you, do part of it for you. I would come and talk to your SMT, even your marketing teams, and let them quick fire anything at me. And you sit there and, you know, give me the third degree in front of your board of directors. But, you know, if the gloves come off, then I'll explain exactly what they're doing and get them to explain to you why they haven't done what they should have done. Because that's the reality of this. There's no, you know, you are not running a social service, yeah? Oh, it's great to have you here. Do what you like. Said nobody ever. You've had expectations of turnover every single year. And you were promised by all these different people, yes, it'll increase. And it never did. So you can go on our site, it's the Go Live tab right across the top. All the information is there, step by step. If you don't want to do it, call me in, I'll help, I'll advise. We'll just see how that goes. But we are here to help you do this. It doesn't matter where you are, because we've got all this. Yeah. Looking at your competition, it's really important. We, you, me, right now, we're at the beginning. Yeah, we're the enthusiasts. Okay. You don't want to be a laggard in this, because it's bad enough people thinking that they're getting visibility because of Google and so on. But the EEAT and topical authority and the really useful content update, less and less people are getting visibility. But I'm going, oh, so what? Doesn't matter, does it? As long as you've got all of this. You know, we're getting thousands of impressions every week just on LinkedIn. And when I press those two buttons, it streams on LinkedIn, Facebook and YouTube simultaneously. And I think it's about 5,000 people following me on YouTube. But there, you know, how many people have you got following you? And part of your communications process and everything else could be, well, we want more people following us. We'll do that first. Start with that. Get them following you. But there are processes, and there's a strategy to be implemented. You don't go. You could go live straight away. You know, you pick up your phone and you say, right, we're going to go. Here we are. We go live now. But it's planning for it, and that's your perfect preparation prevents poor performance. We all know that. And so we are closing. We are coming into land. You've got to be creative, entrepreneurially creative. You've got to reach those people. I mean, you've got to keep that selling process simple. You can't get more simple than this. Someone's sitting down saying, "This is who we are. It's what we do. Everything's online. Come and have a look. If you like what you see, give us a call." You can't do any more than that. How can you? You can't pressurize people into doing stuff they don't want to do. It's never worked. But if you're able to speak to tens, hundreds, thousands a day or week, or tens of thousands every month, who knows? It depends on the data that you're pushing out. Come and have a look. And you can say that to anyone. I mean, if you work in Europe, if you do, I know that there's a company I came across, and it's just another data company. But they approach me and I'm having a chat with them, and they've got a 50 million name database of businesses in Europe. 50 million. So if you sell throughout Europe, buy a database. And databases, I think my last count was about £350, don't quote me, about £350 per thousand. So if you wanted to sell to companies that fit your profile, that you wanted your total addressable market, and there were 10,000 people. There are 44,000 companies that got 50 employees or more in the UK. So 10,000 is not an, it shouldn't be an issue for arguments. So 10,000 people, I said about 1%, 0.5%, it's 50 people a week starting their journey, at least. One of the questions is, could your company, could your salespeople cope with that many inquiries? Well, let's find out. I'm sure they'd be more than happy to be rushed off their feet, seeing and speaking to new people all the time. And you can do the talking online. Messages can come in through during a live feed. The sky's the limit. But the critical thing here is about one selling one to many. We've been selling one to one for 50, 60, 70 years. Nothing's changed today. Now we have this opportunity, this ability to do this at a very low cost, very high quality. I'm just looking at my streaming rate. I think that it should look pretty good. And I've been on air for an hour and 10 minutes. I better get off. It's time to go. Let you get on with some work, and so will I. But until next time, I hope this was... I hope you got something from this. I hope it's started some cogs churning, and for you to think, what if we did this? Pretty much guarantee it would change everything in your business. Because what you want to do, you would at least want to do $300,000 per person per annum. That's double what you're doing. Dollars. Yeah? Or $250,000 per person per annum in the UK. You know, you'd love to do that. But your marketing team have not got the first idea of a strategy to help you achieve that. I've just given it to you. So like I've said to people before, I've got nothing to sell. I don't sell cameras. I don't sell any of this. I'll help you buy it from someone, whoever. The only thing I can offer is speed. Because I know how it needs to be set up. I spent 40 years in this game selling direct, but specifically in B2B. And now I've got all this at my fingertips. I'll do that again. All this at my fingertips. So something for you to think on. Need any help? All the details, contact details, phone numbers, mobiles, everything. Everything's online. And that's it. That's it until next Thursday. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. If I look like I'm looking away, I keep looking at the screen here and not just at the camera, but we should be okay. But I've got one more button to press. That's the outro. Bye for now.
Find a ticket for that buddy. Come on.